Orthodox way of the greeting on Easter morning is that one person would say he is risen. And there you go. That would be the reply. Let's try it again. He is risen. Amen. 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 Got scripture, a couple of scriptures that came to mind for this glorious occasion. You on the live stream, I got to welcome you on the Lord's Day, on the Resurrection Sunday. We perpetually celebrate his resurrection on the first day of the week because he's alive forevermore. Welcome to you on the live stream. On the whatever website or app you're using, give us a thumbs up or a like, and please share it. Have any issues with the, you know, with the hearing it or seeing it, please give us a, you know, just put it in the chat section, and Brother Norman back there be all over it. So God bless him for his faithfulness, and God bless y'all up here for y'all faithfulness, y'all's. Like I said, that's the southern way of saying y'all's, not just y'all, y'all's faithfulness. Like a scripture from Exodus chapter 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt. Just starting at verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. And none of the scripture came to mind for that, thanking the Lord for the blood of his son. But another scripture came to mind. This is Revelation chapter 1, starting at verse 14. This is the, let me go a little further back. Also starting at verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His hair and his head were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass. Man down. As if refined in a furnace. You guys don't see what I see up here. And his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me. I hope the Lord does that today in this place. His presence will lay his right hand on us. Hallelujah. And he said to me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives, who was dead. And behold, I live forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Hallelujah. This next song is old songs put together in a new way. So what will make this work is if you sing with all your heart. You know all these old songs. Don't hold back. Sing on key, off key. Find a key that's not even there. Just sing with all your heart. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive.
Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood,
in the blood
of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God,
praise God, praise God,
praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God,
praise God, praise God,
praise God, praise God. He is Lord.
He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
He is Lord. He is Lord.
He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone, because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And he shall reign forever and ever. Forever and ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive. My Jesus is alive. My Jesus is alive.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
This next offering, this came to me. I'm very tepid of saying that, or timid of saying God gave me a song. This is a nonprofit organization, so I felt inspired. This one, there's a few songs, Lord, I felt impressed upon me from a different perspective. This is from Thomas's perspective. And this is for anyone who's, you feel the Lord disappointed you. You on the live stream, Jacob wrestled with the Lord. And the Lord could have obliterated him with just a whisper. But he engaged in battle to draw something out in Jacob to change him. He changed his name after that. Hang in there. And Thomas, he's called a doubter, but I believe he was a broken-hearted man. He was broken, completely broken. It wasn't that he couldn't believe, he refused out of a broken heart. And I've been there, and if you're honest, you've been there too at times. But isn't it so great that the Lord doesn't walk away and say, I'm done with you. He just comes back and picks us up. So hope you're blessed. It seemed like yesterday when you called my name, I followed you. I gave you everything. You became my king. I believed in you. Then I saw your power over all creation. Your souls have trod my Lord and my God. Thought that you would reign and take away our pain from David's throne. Imagine my surprise. You said that you would die, condemned alone. It's not the way I planned. I don't understand. You're all I've got, my Lord and my God, my Lord and my God. Then the soldiers came. Like a coward, I ran away. You let them crucify. You let them take your life. All my hopes and dreams would die on that day. Then in the upper room came that sweet perfume Mary poured on you. You're alive again, touched your side, your hands. Now I need no proof. I fell down on my knees, believing though I see the living God, my Lord and my God, my Lord and my God, Jesus, my Lord and my Whoops. Now this is an interactive song. What's called call and response. And the children are gonna help out holding the signs to direct everybody. So it's basically I sing something, y'all sing something, and they're gonna sing something. Let me give you a little try. We're gonna try this a little bit. Heaven came down to us. All right. That's good for our first try. Let's try it again. Heaven came down to us. All right. Once you hear the beat, it's going to bring it all together. Thank you. Heaven came down to us.
Heaven came down to us.
The Virgin had a son.
The Virgin had a son.
Just like a spotless lamb.
Just like a spotless lamb.
Grew up a perfect man.
Grew up a perfect man.
The sick and blind were healed.
The sick and blind were healed.
The word of God revealed.
The word of God revealed.
Betrayed by his own friend.
Betrayed by his own friend.
On trial with no defense.
On trial with no defense.
Pilate, he washed his hands. Crucified the Son of Man. Friday they covered him with stone. 1, 2, 3 days dead, but he resurrected just like he said. He holds the keys to paradise. ABC, the king. The grave is empty, death has lost its sting. He rose again with power and might. Jesus is alive. Heaven came down to us.
Heaven came down to us.
The Virgin had a son.
The Virgin had a son.
Just like a spotless lamb.
Just like a spotless lamb.
Grew up a perfect man.
Grew up a perfect man.
The sick and blind were healed.
The sick and blind were healed.
The word of God revealed.
The word of God revealed.
Betrayed by his own friend.
Betrayed by his own friend.
On trial with no defense.
On trial with no defense.
Pilate, he washed his hands and crucified the Son of Man. Friday, they covered him with stone. 1, 2, 3 days dead, but he resurrected just like he said. He holds the keys to paradise. A, B, C, the king. The grave is empty, death has lost its sting. He rose again with power and might. Jesus is alive.
We put our trust in the one who saves. On the third day, he rose from the grave. Rest in the love that he perfected. Crucified, but afterwards he resurrected. Glory, honor, power to the one we praise. Before he was dead, but now he's raised. He is the one who gives us light. He turned today my darkest night.
They crucified the Son of Man. Friday they covered him with stone. 1, 2, 3 days dead, but he resurrected just like he said. He holds the keys to paradise. ABC, the key. The grave is empty, death has lost its sting. He rose again with power and might. 1, 2, 3 days dead, he resurrected just like he said. He holds the keys to paradise. ABC, the king. The grave is empty, death has lost its sting. He rose again with power and might. Oh Lord, we lift your name on high. He'll come again, just watch the sky. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.
stand. That's it. Y'all can put it on the, you can put it on right there. Okay. Good job.
Praise the Lord.
Philippians chapter 2,
verses 8 through 11. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You may be seated. We could dismiss our children.
Well, half our church just left to the back. What's going on with that? That was a blessing, wasn't it? Having all these kids in here and all this going on, this is exciting. Welcome, everyone. Happy Resurrection Sunday. So glad that you joined us today, and as we do celebrate our risen Lord, which we know we celebrate every day, right? It's not just about today. This is a set-aside holiday, if you will. It's kind of like our birthdays or anniversaries, we put all these and we come together as a group to celebrate. But the truth is that we have every day to celebrate, because he is alive and he's alive in us. And that's the wonderful hope that we have. It's not, I mean, yes, he rose from the dead, but then when he rose from the dead, he sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within us and draws us closer and closer and closer every single day in this relationship that we have with him. And this is what sustains us. This is what carries us. This is what motivates us. And we are excited today to be here and celebrating his resurrection. And we've got, this is not normal. I just want to tell you, we don't normally, how do I word this? We're kind of an odd church. I don't do things the same way everybody else does them. I don't look at the Easter holiday as a marketing day. I look at it as a day, as a celebration, but a day to draw people closer into relationship, not just in remembrance, but bringing it forward into today. And we're going to do that. We're going to celebrate that. But before we do, today we have a special treat for you. We have our missionaries that we support in Africa that are with us today. And they're going to come up and they're going to take some time and share with us what's going on in their ministry. And we're going to hear what God is doing because of his resurrection and because of the calling of which he's placed on individuals in their callings. This family is doing what God called them to do. They're honoring the Great Commission. Go into all the nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching and raising up disciples, all in the name of Jesus. So this morning, I'd like to welcome Michael and Lisa, if you want to come on up and take some time. And is Miles, you're going to come up too? The guys are coming up. Okay, so this is Michael Moore and Miles Ostrander. So glad to have you with us today. God bless you. Share with us. Take some time and just tell us what's going on. Yeah, let me pull this up. Yeah, and it's gone. There we go.
Well, I haven't seen all y'all in a while. So this is my first time in this building. This is nice. This is really nice. And so anyway, we're here. We've just been back a short bit, and to be in an English-speaking congregation where you understand everything going on and all the words you understand, and it's nice. Yeah, just one of the songs. Okay, now let's start first of all. First of all, is this piped into where the kids are? No, it's not. Okay, so we can kind of share the nitty-gritty then. Okay, maybe you can just kind of what's going on.
So in James it talks about don't go into this city and this place and say I'm going to do this and this and this, and but rather say if the Lord wills, we will do these things. And this last year has basically been a case study for us in if the Lord wills. It did not go, I think, at all how we planned anything to go in the last year. We got back to Africa just about a year ago with some volunteers, and thankfully they were spending 3 months with us, which is really helpful if you have a long period of time. And it took us 6 weeks, I think, in Goma to even get to where we live. We were in country, but we couldn't even get home for a long period of time. And then we ended up traveling out to send them home after 3 months, and then we had to do some passport stuff for the girls and Michael and Lisa, and then we ended up basically for Emily and the girls and Lisa, they never even got to go back because stuff happened, and it was political stuff, it was rebel stuff, it was document stuff, it was everything just sort of worked crazy, and so we've just been basically moving forward and asking God, what does it look like for us to be faithful in this time, in this season, and what does this look like for us? Because even in the short time we were there, we went through some really hard things and some really crazy stuff. And God has been faithful, and we can say that He's in control because we're not.
Let's see, one of the songs that's it talked about, it said, I thought you would reign and take away our pain from David's throne. Imagine my surprise. You said that you would die condemned alone. And you know, we had this idea of what's going to happen and go on and just roadblock. But we just kept pressing forward, and Miles went up by himself for a couple weeks because he was able to, there was a short window to get up on a UN helicopter. That's one way up. The planes were not going as, if anybody's seen the video, you know, you saw the machine gun fire stuff where I'm, you know, peeking around the corner. If you saw that, it was crazy. But so Miles got up for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then back down, and we're still waiting on the visas and the passports
and
all this.
They couldn't even leave the country they were in.
Yeah, it was a big mess. And then finally we got up together a few weeks later, maybe, or so. And then he left to come back down to gather everybody to bring him back up because we thought, oh, it's okay up here. And then he goes down in a week.
Left him in charge, and it all fell apart.
Actually, the day he was leaving, or the day before everything went, we watched the guy die right in front of us and at the helipad. And then he went down, and then they couldn't come up because of all the different problems and such. And then finally at the end, with weeks to go, he makes it up with hopefully all the gear he needs to bring up to do some really cool, neat projects for things up there. But he makes it up, his stuff doesn't. And then he's there, and then he's like, wow, the night before, this is how we operate there. The night before, he's like, I think you better go off on the plane because I don't know how the both of us are going to go off on the plane the next week. And so I'm packing like crazy, and boom, I'm on the plane the next day. And in the plane, you're sitting down, and you hear the plane like, oh, I better go to the airport.
You hear the plane coming, and that's when you know your flight's there.
It's a 14-passenger small plane.
Yeah, and so you walk, run 1,800 feet, and then you're at the runway. So I'm gone, and then he's there, and he's thinking
I'll get on the next plane.
But you also thought the stuff would come on that plane, and it didn't. And so that's kind of why he stayed behind, was to get something done with that stuff. We've always got plenty to do. And then he couldn't get on the next plane, and that got delayed a bit.
There wasn't a next plane.
So, and then the day before he needed to be back so we could travel home, he got out.
It's kind of like, you know, if I don't make it out at this time, we're changing our flights to come to the U.S. Yeah. and then slip out just in time.
Yeah.
So it's this whole year has been just sort of like that. It's been crazy and completely out of our control. We looked back and we said, okay, when could we have brought the entire family up? And there was a 2-week window that we could have brought them up, but we would have brought them right back down because the videos that he sent, everything went crazy and fighting within a half mile of our house and all kinds of stuff. So we have no clue why all this stuff happened and how this all works out, but we are trusting that God has a plan.
And many, many people have said, you got to get out of there. You know, it's like it's too...
Stop working there.
Yeah, stop working. And you know, some people like, oh, the resources, you're using money to up and back, and or we're sitting in another city waiting to get up. But we haven't heard that from the Lord. And our heart is... We're still burdened to be up there. That hasn't released, but many people have said, go. Just the other day, I had breakfast with a buddy, and he said, you get out of there. You're, like, sinning against your family. And I'm like, God didn't tell me not to go. Yeah. So, anyway, that's the kind of the bad stuff, and that's what you can be praying. We're all set to go again end of June. So we came home basically for his little sister's getting married. I've got some medical stuff to do, and then we're heading back. So, but we don't know what we're heading back to with regards to transportation or there. Our place is bad, and then a couple hundred miles above us, there's a rebel group about ready to take over. And where we live could be called a different country name.
It might be easier if it was changed.
Yeah, so it's just chaos. So if you can be praying that we would walk in the midst of the chaos and just keep going. When we're up there, we've got stuff to do, and spiritually, this is the fun part, but it's also why it's hard to come back, because we get our feet on the ground, and we've got the people we're working with, and we start to go and teach and preach, and then all of a sudden, we're gone. So there's so much to do that the doors are opening for the gospel in all sorts of different ways, and within churches, within schools, just in our community. We could teach every Sunday if we had that energy, and maybe that's what we'll do the next time. There's an urgency. You never know when it's all finished up there. So anyway,
I was telling Paul and Mary's son Dan that it'd be really nice if they just had it all together up there. It'd be so easy to work up there if things were just easy and everyone had it all pulled together. But somehow we're called to the lost and the broken. So I guess we get the lost and the broken. And so that's what our heart is for, because he mentioned that we sat at the helicopter one day and watched somebody die in front of us. And literally this was a soldier who had been beaten and by locals. And
we were supposed to be on the good side.
Yeah. And literally the Sunday before, I had talked in the church about the Good Samaritan, and it was like such a picture of what Christ was talking about and what we're called to, and then where the state of the people are, because people walked by and saw this man and kept going. They were the religious people. They just kept going. And so our heart is burdened for the people to know Christ, because he is risen and he is alive and he saves. And we look at the situation, and we know that the UN's not going to fix it. We know that humanitarian groups are not going to fix it. We know that the world has nothing to offer to make it right. The only thing that can fix it is Christ. And so our hope and our desire is to present that to ears that are open. And so we are praying for open ears and hearts, and we are looking for opportunities, and we are seeking the Lord on how he wants to move where we are and how we can continue to be there. So,
yeah. Real quick, just how we could be busy doing good stuff.
Yes, there's a lot of physical things, a lot of physical needs, and we could be busy for the rest of six generations doing good things. And
positive things.
Positive things, building things, creating things, teaching things.
Feeding people.
But ultimately, those things are all nice and good, but if we haven't addressed the spiritual lack and the spiritual need and the depravity within the culture, then it's all for nothing. It's all going to burn, right? This world is not our home. We are looking forward to something much better. And so our heart and desire is to present that to people and to present the truth. So now you know how to pray for us. It's been crazy this last year. We have hope going forward because we don't have anything else besides that. And so please be praying for us, and thank you.
You know, there's the scripture, the hope is unseen is what is unseen. it's definitely unseen. We understand that unseen thing because there's nothing tangible really for us to grab onto. Everything just, you go and, oops, that moved that way. And so, yeah, love that scripture. So.
Not questions, but more. How many kids do you have now? See, that's why I didn't start. If he can't figure it out right off the bat, I have no clue.
Ask him if he knows the middle name. All of them.
Got five girls.
Five girls. So he's got five little girls, and how old is the youngest?
Turned one in December.
Okay. So as they're describing going up, flying in, flying out, flying up and down. Number one, how long does it take to get from the airport to where you have to land and then get to the top of the mountain?
From, like when we fly in from the States?
Yeah. Well, once you're already landed there and with the...
Our house is real close to the airport.
So okay.
The landing airport it's a grass strip.
Okay. That's when you fly up to the top of the mountain,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
When you fly into the bottom, how long does it take to get from there to... up to the top of the mountain
by road or
yeah
that can take the fastest I've ever heard it was 16 hours. It's a really short distance.
Yeah.
Just we the very first trip I ever made, we had a truck go up with some supplies, and it took 4 days. Wow. And from where we left, it was less than 50 miles from where we were.
Okay.
As the crow flies.
Yeah.
No.
They're
not roads.
And you can't really use them because
right now it's full
bad
of rebels,
folks
so.
All along the way.
Okay. Yeah. So what the picture that they're painting here, and that's why I didn't want you to rush. I mean, I know you felt like you had so much you wanted to cover. God has called this family to go into a place and work with the culture of people and teach them. Number one, y'all have taught them to garden. You've taught them to raise their own food, to have their own cattle. I mean, I remember seeing photos and images of you showing them how to make bricks. They're making bricks to build structures and all the things that are going on up there. So God has used a lot of practical knowledge and practical ways of doing things, but the Holy Spirit has been driving them. You hear the heart. You hear the Holy Spirit is driving you to do what you're called to do. And they're going against all these obstacles because the enemy is active and pushing back. Now over here in the States, he's pushing in a different way. Mm-hmm. But these missionaries are facing the reality of machine gun fire, of weapons being discharged within a half a mile of their location. And they're coming in at night, stomping down the gardens that are planted, killing the animals. Is that right? Have they done some of that as well?
Yeah, not so far away.
Yeah. And they're that close, and yet the heart is to go back with five little girls and the family to all be together doing what God's called them to do. So I just want to encourage you this morning. I believe that whoever tells you to stop needs to be quiet, and you need to listen to the Holy Spirit what you're doing.
Amen.
If God is called, where God guides, he provides. That's kind of an old Calvary thing. But it's not just provision of finances that he's talking about. He's talking about protection. He's talking about giving you what you need when you need it. And there may have been, and I can't say this because I wasn't there, but there may have been more ministry going on around trying to get there than what you could accomplish when you got there at that time,
yeah,
because of all the interference.
Yeah.
And so God is working, and he's got a plan, and we are going to support you guys, not just financially, but we pray for you. You're a part of our family, our extended family, and we're here to support you in whatever you need,
yeah,
and we just want to encourage you today. I want to take a moment to pray for them. I just want you guys to lift your hands toward them as we pray. And Father, in the name of Jesus, oh yes, go ahead.
Can I steal 1 minute?
Go ahead.
You talked about this ministry stuff that maybe was happening as we're trying to get up there. Because we were stuck in this city, Bujumbura, in the country Burundi that's right next door, we had the opportunity to work with a guy who used to live up where we were, but he had to flee because he was the wrong people group. And so he got down to this city. I can say this on... Okay. He got down to this city, and we had worked with, he used to translate for me in churches up there. And so, but heart of gold guy, he got down with his family of four. Okay. But, and so 30-year-old guy. Anyway, he's like, we've got guys up there that are being pulled into, as child soldiers, into the rebel groups. He says, guys that we actually had met years ago when we went to go teach in his village. And he says, I got to get these guys out. And so we were able to help him slide it for small money, help him bring these eight boys and one girl. The girl was going to become a rebel bride, which meant she was going to be a bride for all the guys in this one rebel group. So, but just recently, they all got down. Now he's living with this guy, and he's got him in school. He's got him making gardens and Bible studies, and so that happened because we were over there. That worked out well. So anyway,
absolutely,
God
is moving. He is moving.
Yeah.
And the thing, and the hard part about it is that when we feel like he's given us a vision, the vision will be accomplished, but it may come in a whole different angle, a different way to get there.
Yeah.
And that's what God is doing, and it seems like he's doing right now. Is he saying, okay, yeah, as you said, you know, you can't get from here to here because the roads just aren't there.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing spiritually. You can get there, but he's going to have to take you down his road to get there. And
yeah,
it may be a lot of detours to accomplish everything that he wants to accomplish.
Yeah.
I think about Jesus when he went to Samaria. None of his disciples wanted to go.
Yeah.
You're crazy going in there. What are you doing? We don't associate with those. But he said, I have an appointment here. I have someone to meet here. And so in every step, we may not see, but God is directing and he is leading. And we're excited to hear what God is doing through you, wherever you happen to be. But he's going to accomplish the plan that he put forth. Whatever he starts, he finishes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to use you and continue to use you. And we're excited to have you with us today. And we hope this will be a good time of rest. We're going to celebrate with them after church with dinner, so I want you all to stay and join us because there's a lot of good food, and we'll celebrate together and just get to know them a little bit more. But let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I do come. I lift up my brothers, I lift up my sisters, I lift up the family, the kids, I lift them all up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have appointed them for this purpose. You've raised them up to send them to Africa. And Lord, this is a place that is a dangerous place, and in all human aspects, yeah, we'd all say, get out of there, go, run. But God, if you've called them, who are we to say what your will is? And this is what he had mentioned earlier. We pray your will be done. So, Father, we ask that you will prepare every step of every way as they have, if they are preparing to go back in June. I pray that you will open every door, that you will provide every need, and that you'll get them there safely, and that you'll use them mightily, and that you will protect them while they're there, and that your will, Lord, that the gospel be spread into all nations, continue, because this is the call. This is what you said, Jesus, to go. And they're going, and they're walking in obedience. May your spirit guide every step. May you put your holy angels around them and guard every step and protect them, that, Lord, they are following you, watching you, and if you say go, they go. If you say stop, they stop. But, Lord, let their ears be always attentive to hearing what you have for them in every moment and every situation, whatever town, whatever city, whatever airport, whatever place they find, as they're heading toward the goal, I pray you'll continue to take every step and guard it. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for being here. Amen. Norman, I don't think I'm going to get to my notes. I was thinking this morning, again, I just really feel that, that the Lord is in this place. As we were talking about the resurrection and we talk about what Jesus did for us, I want to take us for a moment on that hill. There were three crosses on that hill. Three men were crucified on that hill. Two of them remained dead. Only one rose again. Only one could rise again. And we think about these things and we say, well, I know that's great. It's a great story. We've heard it all before. I mean, you know, quite honestly, I usually don't focus on that message on Resurrection Sunday because I feel most of the time that everybody's heard it. Let's give them something that they haven't heard. And I still agree with that. I think that that's what we're supposed to do. We want to continue to get you beyond the resurrection, even though we never forget it. But we get beyond that because we are now in relationship. And that's what this is all about. That's why we're here. But had Jesus not risen from the grave, we would still be in our sin. And our missionaries would have no call. This place would not exist. We would not be a church because you're the church. This building is just a building. It's nothing special. But you're special. The old hymn that while he was on the cross, you were on his mind. And that's so true. That is so true because Jesus went in obedience to the Father to redeem us back into relationship that was lost because of sin. And that first sin didn't just affect Adam, didn't just affect Eve. It affected the world and everything from that point forward. So therefore, every man that is born into sin. And this may not be something that some agree with. Some will say, oh, no, all people are good. Some just choose to be bad. No, all people are bad. They can't choose to be good. Only God can bring them past who they were into a newness of life. The old has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Well, that newness now is who we are. And that newness is who we're supposed to be moment by moment, day by day, not just on Sunday, not just on Resurrection Sunday, not just on the times that we gather, because the church is effective wherever you are. The Bible says the faithful prayer of a righteous man avails much. Well, who's righteous? Nobody wants to raise their hand on that one, do you? Because within ourselves we have none, but because of his righteousness, because of his holiness, because of what Jesus did for us, we now receive his holiness. And when God said, be holy for I am holy, we now can be holy. Because of his holiness, because of who he is and what he accomplished. It wasn't just one action, it was an action that changed the world. And it changed lives for those who will receive. Jesus came for everyone. Not everyone will receive him. According to John, he came to his own, but his own rejected him. And now the door is open. And that door is open for all who will believe to say, yes, Lord, I choose to walk away from who I was to become who you want me to be. And the only way that that can happen is to receive you in full, not just in a prayer, because the prayer is effective when the heart is engaged. But a prayer from the head means nothing. Thousands of people have prayed a prayer but do not know Jesus. So it's not about the prayer. It's about saying, God, I am broken. I am hopeless, helpless. I'm needy. and I can't fix it. I can't fix myself. I can't fix my problems. I can create a bunch of them, but can't fix one. And in some cases, in a lot of cases, other people have caused me problems that I can't fix. And I can't fix them either. And praise God, we're not called to. I thank God every single day, Lord, thank you that you didn't put me in charge of anything. And I remember when I came to really understand who Jesus was, and I was laying on the floor in my living room, kicking like a kid, screaming in a tantrum, that I was unloved and unlovable. And God said, no, I love you. And I even cried louder, no! And three times he spoke to me that night. And three times it took to penetrate that hardened heart that I had, because I thought that I had to be a perfect Christian. And if I couldn't do it, why bother? I don't want to be a hypocrite. And there are many that say, well, I don't want to go to church because they're filled with hypocrites. Well, you'll feel right at home. Come on in. It's not about how good we can be. It's not about what we can do for God. It's not about what we want and what our desire is. It's about surrender. It's about dying to self. It's about saying, God, you are God and I am not. And I have proven that I can't do anything right. So therefore, I'm giving it all over. And that means all. That means every part of our being. Now, it doesn't necessarily all happen at once. But if the heart is willing, he will take you from that point and he will bring you step by step by step closer into this relationship. So therefore, you begin to think different. You don't necessarily step quite as fast in that direction as you used to. And the Holy Spirit is living in you. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's dwelling in you. And what he's saying is, listen to me. Slow down. Quieten down. Listen. Don't talk. And I will guide you. And in our message, what we wouldn't have gotten quite as far today. We're in Judges. I really felt it difficult to teach Judges on Resurrection Sunday. Not that it couldn't be taught, and the Holy Spirit would have done exactly what he wanted to do, but he had another plan today. But with Judges, we see, you know, God moved with people, and he intervened with people, but his judgment was real. He had to judge his people because of their idolatry, because of their sin. And the one that we're going to get to, Jephthah, he made a really dumb vow. He spoke, and he should have been listening. And the Bible says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And why does it say it that way? Well, slow to anger. What I think that means is the more you talk, the more angry you can get or make somebody else mad. Because we talk so many times irrationally. We talk so many times emotionally. We talk so many times about what we feel. And the truth is we don't need to be discussing that. We need to be putting that on the table and say, Holy Spirit, teach me what you need to teach me in this moment. Say what I need to say so I'm not speaking out of line. But more importantly, let me hear what you have for me. Because if I'm listening, then I can walk in obedience. But if I'm not listening, I'm just going blind. And that is the blind leading the blind. But we're not called to fall into a ditch because we follow blind. We're called to hear. We're called to listen. We're called to then engage. Then we're called to move as he says to move. And again, as we prayed earlier, stop when he says to stop. But wherever that is, if we're listening and walking in obedience, we will be right where we're supposed to be when we're supposed to be there. And the truth is that many here in the United States, in the church, has lost their ability to listen to the Holy Spirit because we've got everything at our disposal to try to fix whatever we want, when we want, and most of the time we can put a Band-Aid on it and make it look okay just long enough until it all collapses around us again. And then the definition of insanity ensues. Well, we'll try it again. We'll do it again. We'll rebuild. We'll do this. We'll do that. Great. And then what happens? It collapses again. Why? Because you're not building on the rock, you're building on the sand. You're not building on a solid foundation, you're building on emotion, you're building on fear, you're building on things that you think you can do or can't do to fix. And God says, no, that's never going to work. Give it up. Give it over. And let Him do the work. Because He's the only one that can. When He was put into that tomb, He was not going to be bound. And by the power that God gave Him, He rose. He rose again. And He spoke to His disciples. He ministered to them even while He was here. And then He ascended. And I remember looking, and they're all just standing there watching Him go up. I mean, can you imagine what was going on in their minds? Take me with you. Don't leave me. But He had already promised them, I'm not going to leave you. Physically, yes. Spiritually, no. He ascended. He is now with the Father. He's sitting at His right hand. And He's interceding for you. He's interceding for me. And the wonderful thing that we know, and it's beyond just a hope. You know, we talk about hope. Hope is a word in the United States or our English language that we really don't grasp. How many times you say, well, you or talk to people, you're going to heaven? Well, I hope so. You're going to be able to make it through this trial? Well, I sure hope so. Well, that's not hope. That's wishful thinking. The hope is the knowing that Jesus is the forerunner, has already done it for us. He's already done the work. And now that the work is accomplished on earth, He's now accomplishing His heavenly ministry, interceding for us. The Holy Spirit is sent. He's active within us. Now we have the way, we have the truth, we have the life, and it is within us to the way that we can grab a hold and move and grow in accordance to His plan if we're listening and paying attention. But we have to stay focused. And this is a problem that I have. I'm confessing to you today, I'm easily distracted. What was that? It's easy to get distracted in this world. Especially when there's plenty and there's things around us. But when I think about what our missionaries are doing and when they're on the field out there, they're scrambling to get whatever they need to accomplish whatever simple thing here we can take advantage of. They can't there. When their pumps go down, the generators shut down. When things happen, they have to scramble to find how we're going to get supplies, how we're going to get things here, how we're going to, and it may be days, it may be weeks, but God provides and He gives them what they need. And I can promise you this, the attitude that probably these believers have on that mountain are knowing that Jesus is all they have and they're dependent upon Him because it's such. And here, well, Jesus is all I have, well, when I don't have something else. I believe that God is doing a work in the world today. It's not just with our missionaries. He's doing a work here. The problem is that we're hard-headed, and so many times He has to continue to bring it down. And I'm telling you, where we're at right now in the church in the United States is a place that we need to get back to a place of humility, a place of coming to the Lord and saying, Lord, You're all we really have. You're all we have. And all of these movements in our culture are demonically driven. They're demonically driven to try to create fear within the body of Christ. Listen, we have nothing to fear. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind to be able to say, okay, Lord, if You're saying to go, then I'm going to go and I'm going to do it even though I'm afraid. It's okay to be afraid. It's not okay to sit and not move when He says to go. And He will continue to nudge. And sometimes He's going to jerk you up and say, you're going one way or the other. Because He wants you to engage with Him. And the closest we can be to Jesus in our prayers, the closest we can be to Jesus in our relationship, the closest we can be to Him is the most power is available to us. And we have the power. We've lost the sense of the power of the Holy Spirit. that dunamis power, that dynamite power that he gave in the upper room, and that Holy Spirit fell, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and he said, I'm giving you power. Well, that power is just as real today as it was then. But the problem is that we don't want to tap into that power. You know why? Because we're afraid. To tap into the power of God, you know what that means? You got to be surrendered. You got to give it all over. And there are some that will jump up and down and dance around and swing from the rafters and say, we got the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm glad you got him. Now, what are you going to do with him besides run around and jump up and down? You got to go out and you got to present who he is to those on the street. And you got to love the people where they are. And you got to minister to them where they are. It's not about the power we get. It's about how are we willing to say, use it in me. We are his children. We are his people. We belong to him. And the reality is, until we come to that point where we are completely surrendered, we're missing out on the power that he has for us to do and accomplish much that he has for us to do. God is not dead. He is surely alive. And he's alive in you, and he's alive in me. And he's alive in this building because we're here. This building is, I mean, I come in here during the week. It's pretty dead in here, let me tell you. I mean, I come in, I have to flip on a light to see where I'm going and come in and get in here and I do some studies, put on some music. It's alive because Holy Spirit is alive in me. And because he's alive in me, I can worship him wherever I am. Now, here's the problem. When I wake up in the morning, I don't feel like worshiping. If I'm having a bad day physically or mentally, or I'm having stress, I don't feel like worshiping. But the truth is that we're all to worship in spirit and in truth, not to worship in feelings or emotion. Emotions often come when we worship. But it's a response to our worship in Jesus. It doesn't create it. It's a choice. It's a choice. Each one of us has a choice. When we open our eyes in the morning, when we go to bed at night, I choose to be in you, Jesus. I choose to remain in you. I choose to abide in you because that's the only safe place that I have. To abide in Christ is our safety place. And I just want to encourage you today. As we come and we have celebrated and are celebrating the fact that Jesus rose from the grave, is that he did it. Because he loves you. He loves me. He did it because he had a purpose. And he accomplished that purpose to the absolute T. Every I dotted, every T crossed, the will of the Father. That's why he came. That's why he came. And I see positive testimony happening around us. Ricky, I'm not calling you out, brother. I'm celebrating with you. Ricky, and if is it okay if I share something, Ricky? I won't say anything that's not appropriate. 2 years ago, he was on the streets. They didn't know where he was alive or dead some days. Mom and Dad didn't. But God brought him home. And God is changing his heart daily. And to see you here and to come up and do what you did this morning is a confirmation that God is still on the throne and he's still moving in the hearts and the prayers of men and women today. And this is what we're talking about. Listen, prayers went up for Ricky. Continual prayers. And we didn't see action for 3 years. But God was moving. God was moving. And he did what he had to do when he had to do and worked in. And he's brought deliverance. I believe complete deliverance. Complete healing in your body. I believe that. And we're continuing to pray for that to take place in full realization. But then we pray for our missionaries because they're doing what God called them to do. and we see fruit. And I see the anxiousness about, we want to get there. We want to do it, and all the obstacles. But sometimes you can take a step back. In retrospect, you can say, praise God, because you're still working, and we didn't really see it, and it's frustrating in the middle of it, but God is still working. The fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We need to stay fervently in prayer. And we need to remain in his righteousness. We need to remain in his service. We need to remain in servanthood to him, because that's where we're going to find the hope. And that's where we're going to see the answers take place. It may not happen in our timeline. This, again, is a problem that we with these finite minds have. We want things to happen. We pray for things to happen. But yet we don't see them happen when we want them to happen. And it frustrates us. And God's up there saying, listen, I hear you. Not one prayer you've prayed will go unanswered. But wait on me. Wait on me. For I know the perfect plan. I know the perfect picture. I know the whole picture. You know what? If we could see the whole picture as God sees it, our head would explode. We're not wired for it. Not yet. I do believe when we see him face to face, when we see our Lord and Savior face to face, our eyes are going to be open to see him for who he is. That's what Scripture tells us. We will know him as he is, and he's going to know us. He already knows us, but what I'm saying is that we're going to be open to understanding things that we couldn't understand before. Yeah, we're going to have a new body, but we're going to have a new mind. And all those questions that you have right now won't matter. Either you'll already know it, or it just won't matter. Because he's got all the answers. He is the answer. Whatever the need, he's the solution. Whatever the hurt, he's the healer. The pain, he's the healer. The physical, emotional, whatever it is, he's the healer. And he has spoken. He has spoken. And he's given us his word that he is here for us, and he will continue to be here for us. So again, I just want to encourage you this morning, as we celebrate this time together and we come in the name of Jesus, we don't just come saying his name. We come believing in who he is, and we come walking it out, and we say, I don't feel it sometimes. My knees are hurting, Lord. I just don't feel like walking today. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to strengthen your knees. Start walking. Sometimes he's going to say, sit down. Let me just hold you for a while. Whatever it is, wherever you are, depend upon the risen Lord. For he is alive, and he is real, and he has got you in the palm of his hand. And he's saying to you, I love you. I will not forsake you. I'm going to be here for you. Hold on to that. And I encourage you, because I do believe that times are going to get harder. Times are going to get harder. You can't look at decisions in our government today and say, oh, well, that won't be a big deal. But at the same time, we don't have to be in fear of any of that. That's not what we're called to. We're to walk in the peace that surpasses all understanding. Submit to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Submit to God comes first. Got to keep that in focus. A lot of people want to take up the scripture, devil, you got to leave. And they want to stomp on him and they want to do all this stuff. Hey, listen, if you haven't submitted to God, you can say all you want to the devil and he's just going to laugh at you. There's a choice here set before us. And that choice is, are we all in? Are you all in? Because if you're not all in, you're really not in at all. And we need to make that choice in that relationship today. So, Father, I come to you this morning, and I thank you that you are the risen. If you sent Jesus, and he's the risen Lord, and he's sitting at your right hand, and we can depend upon him, and we can depend upon the Holy Spirit, and we can depend upon you, Father, because all of this is part of your plan. We are here today because we're part of your plan. How awesome is that? How awesome is it to know that we have a place in your kingdom. And it may seem mighty minute to us that we have this tiny little corner or whatever it might be, but Lord, it's huge to you because you were thinking of us when you sent Jesus. And Jesus, you were thinking of us when you hung on that cross. You took my sin, all of our sin. You took it to that cross. And you went to that grave. But you didn't stay there. You came out of that grave. And when you rose again, you sealed the deal. It's done. It's finished. We are now free from the law of sin and death for those who believe in Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray this morning for every one here who has an addiction. I pray for everyone who has a physical ailment. I pray for everyone here who is emotionally struggling. I pray for everyone here, Lord, who's got financial difficulties. I pray for everyone here who's got something that they're hanging on to that you want them to give. I pray in the name of Jesus that they give it right now. Give it over. Don't hold on to it. Because when you hold on to it, you're just going to drop it and juggle it and fumble it around, and you'll never accomplish anything. But when you give it to him, he's going to show you how to handle it and work with you and go with you through it until he delivers you from it. We pray for deliverance, O Lord. But most importantly, I pray that you reveal yourself in it. So that draws us closer in our relationship with you. May your will be done. May you accomplish all you set forth to accomplish. And may your Spirit take each one of us and place us exactly where we need to be, when we need to be there, so that we can say, yes, Lord, here I am. Send me. And then we get out of your way and let you do it. Because we're only vessels, Lord. That's all we are. There's nothing to us. There's nothing special about our abilities, our giftings. It's all you. It's all you. And that is our dependence. You are our dependence. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. We seek you. We desire you. We place you above everything in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. I want to remind you again that we are going to have dinner here. So fellowship after we get, I don't know what all you got right here. You may have a special song or just one song. Okay. So just take some time to fellowship when we're done. And we're going to be setting up some tables. And we're going to enjoy breaking bread together. Amen and amen.
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone. Praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord our God. Son of Heaven rose again. Oh, trample death, where is your sting? The angels roared for Christ the King. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord our God. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord our God. He shall in robes of white, the blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord our God.
A cappella.
Oh, praise the a cappella, the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord our God. Oh, oh, Lord, our God. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, our God.
Verse 4.
He shall return in robes of white, the blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face.
God bless you all.